fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, so the big reveal in the January 6th hearings, I'm being facetious, of course. There is no more big reveals. There's only big propaganda. But the big reveal was they found a tape of Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, when he's cutting his January 6th post-protest video. He's got some outtakes. And this is the big get. This is the big get for the Democrat Party, the January 6th committee. I wonder who gave him these tapes. And they are so, they think they've got Trump. I'm just going to play the tape for you, and then I'll tell you what I think of it on the other side. So here's Donald Trump's outtakes. This is their big reveal. The January 6th committee's big reveal is Donald Trump's January 6th outtakes.
Addressing the heinous attack yesterday, and to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
But Congress has certified. Now Congress has
certified. Yeah, right.
Now Congress.
I didn't say over, so let me see. Go to the paragraph before. Okay? I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take it out. The heinous attack.
Good. Take the word yesterday, because it doesn't work with the heinous attack on our country. Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
So there you go. There's their big get, folks. There it is. You've seen it. And of course, it's a nothing burger. In fact, I think it's kind of funny. I thought it was kind of endearing. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of reminds me of somebody I know. Might work around here when they're having to recut some stuff. But I don't know who that could be. What is that deal? That one, I loved that one. That needs to be the new Trump meme, the new viral. Let's see if we can. Yeah. But hey, you know what? That's their big get. Yeah. That's their big get, folks. That's what they've got. But oh, see, now they're going to brag about Steve Bannon. We got Steve Bannon. Total clown service. Total kangaroo court. Greg Price puts it accurately when he says, equal justice does not exist in D.C. Democrats who commit actual crimes get let off scot-free by D.C. juries, while Steve Bannon gets convicted for BS contempt charges for an illegitimate congressional committee. If you're a conservative being brought up on any charge in D.C., you're effed. If you're a liberal who falsifies FISA documents, lies to the FBI, or traffics Russian prostitutes, what about leaks of Supreme Court decision? You get off by a jury of your donors. That's how justice in our nation's capital works. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. But see, there's the media there to promote it. That's why you have psychotic liberals like Patricia Zangirli, who saw some old ladies and old men walking around D.C. with flags yesterday. And she says, just saw this gang walking around the Capitol and had a wave of January 6th anxiety. Just some nice people waving flags, folks. But see, no American patriotism is allowed in D.C. anymore because of, you know, Democrats. They hate this country. You know the old story.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
Democrats and the January 6th committee is lying about January 6th and everything that happened that day. And then it gets even worse, their hypocrisies, as they show video of Josh Hawley running through Congress on January 6th. And they're all laughing and making fun of him. And the Democrat police officer, Michael Fanoni, calls him a bitch. But AOC, though. She claims she was hiding in a bathroom behind a stall door because she was about to be raped and murdered. Of course, we know that whole thing was a lie. There was nothing happening in her office whatsoever. She made it up. She did an entire hour-long Instagram where she was getting up, like pretending what position she was in, imagining being in the bathroom and the door hiding and everything and being so scared she was going to be raped. Made it all up. But then there's a video of Josh Hawley actually running through Congress to get away from people. And they say, ha ha, look at Josh Hawley. He's such a bitch. Ha ha. Democrats, they are as corrupt as the day is long. And now we're joined by Kristen Harris, who has been reviewing other B-roll from January 6th and has made some discoveries for himself. So we bring Kristen on now. Kristen, what do you want to report here for us today?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. So I'm here to bring you guys some bombshell news, some new news and some things we talked about the other day. And that being that Antifa actually had an Airtable website put together with over 250 to 300 activist talk radio show hosts and pro-Trump individuals on New Year's Eve of 2020. And I happened to talk about it on my show, The Rundown Live, and the video was quickly deleted within a few hours by YouTube, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, recently I discovered altcensor.com, and I was able to cover and pull up this old video and interview I did with an individual who reported and tipped me off that Antifa Twitter sites had links to an Airtable site of people to report their location on January 6th. And as you can see here on the video that you're playing, there's like Alex Jones and a lot of other individuals. Well, many of these same individuals happened to end up on the FBI website. Who would have thought? Well, guess what? It isn't a far stretch that Antifa used this website to have people and leftists report where these activists were in order to get people on the ground to film them. And guess what they probably did with the film? I'm going to tell you, I know what they did with the films. They reported it to the FBI, the group that is responsible in large for doing a lot of the research against a lot of these individuals who were involved in January 6th that were just merely occupying the Capitol building in most parts is the Sedition Hunters. And everyone knows the Sedition Hunters are glorified by the left, and obviously the media gives them this huge trophy. But I did some digging. Something really interesting came to me, and that was that the Sedition Hunters, they take their cues from a group called Bellingcat. Well, if you've read Max Blumenthal from Gray State, Bellingcat gets their funding from United States and European Union contractors. essentially our government is funding Antifa. They have people on their B-roll at Bellingcamp, like Alexander Reed Ross, who is actually an Antifa member. And it's literally Antifa who is working for the government and reporting these individuals in cohesion with the FBI. But what we've seen in the last 2 days is the monster eating itself. Andy Ngo posted on his Twitter just recently that Antifa activists are receiving letters from Facebook saying that their social media conversations have been taken and given to the FBI. You want to know why? Because Antifa members and activists on the left are threatening to do things like terrorist attacks in the literally on their Twitter sites in the vein of Atomwaffen, which is a neo-Nazi organization, because of Roe versus Wade. And so now, of course, we can't have Antifa committing terrorist attacks under the Joe Biden administration. What would that say about Joe Biden? So what we have here is literally evidence that a honeypot was probably set up by intelligence agencies that are connected to globalist institutions that are taking their directive from these organizations and using it to go after and punish their enemies. And essentially, Antifa were just all little FBI agents that were running around filming all their adversaries on January 6th.
So you're telling me that the anti-cop left, the anti-cop supposedly anarchist left, that gets mad at Andy Ngo for filming them, was essentially filming for the FBI and acting as FBI rats for the last year and a half?
Yeah, they were little extensions. They totally deep-throated the boot. They took it all down. They were just, And they were sitting there, and literally that's why, you know, let's be honest. No rational person is still involved with Antifa after they were on the terrorist watch list. Excuse me. Most of the rational individuals left. So the only way left to go is extremism. So you have these individuals that are posting on Twitter who are attached to organizations like Bellingcamp saying, oh, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not condoning this, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were a feminist group that went and committed terrorist acceleration acts. And when somebody uses the term but, Owen, that means forget everything I said before this. So I'm not condoning this, but I really am. And these are influencers of Antifa, people that they look up to, people they look at, and they say there's no real constructed hierarchy, but I'm telling you, there are definitely influencers who are bringing this about. So why is it that people who are connected to Bellingcamp or associated with them are condoning terrorist attacks due to Roe versus Wade? Not only that, let's not forget to mention, Antifa is fighting alongside the Azov Battalion in Ukraine. So not only that, they're getting literally military training while they're over in Ukraine. And my question is there going to be blowback? We saw just recently in Drudge Report, I think yesterday, neo-Nazis threatened to bomb and attack abortion clinics. Well, I remember when I was a kid growing up in church that when my parents protested abortion clinic, it was the neo-Nazis blowing the whistles in your ear telling you to get out of there. What is going on? And not to mention that Bellingcamp is known to fund terrorist organizations in Syria. So, really what we see here, in my opinion, and what I'm seeing, you know, with the pattern, is that a honeypot was set up by globalists to go after all these political adversaries and really try to put them away for good. And you, like you said, anyone that was pro-Trump, over 250 to 300 individuals were on the list of that Airtable that you just aired. And many of them ended up on the FBI most wanted list. And as I told you, Sedition Hunters, which is also a group that seems to aggregate Antifa stuff. What is going on? Is Antifa working for the FBI? Are they literally doing the government's job? But now the government is done with them and they're going after them. As you can see, they are literally talking about harvesting all their social media data to go after these individuals because they're worried that there's going to be some kind of violent attack as a result.
And that's because Antifa was working for the FBI for free. They just hated Trump supporters and Americans so much that they were just voluntarily acting as spies, I guess is the best you could say it. Of course, they're not real spies. But yeah, so the FBI burned what was their free labor. And since since they volunteered to do all this work for the FBI without any direct correlation to the FBI on the internet, then the FBI just turns around and burns them because they're the actual terrorists. So, I mean, really, they got what they deserve, but hurt a lot of innocent people in the process.
Well, absolutely. And let's not forget that these individuals, a lot of them are still in bed with Bellingcat and the government. And by the way, American government contracting, funding them, UK, EU, funding Bellingcat. And that's where the sedition hunters got their cue from. Basically, Antifa was responsible for the overall persecution of everyone in January 6th at some level. And they're the ones that are spending their time going through this data.
Yeah, and like celebrating innocent people going to jail. We'll be right back.
If you want to keep us on air, that is your decision, and it's up to you, and I'm not mad at you if you don't make donations and if you don't buy product. Because a lot of this has been my fault for staying focused on news and information the last few years while supply chain breakdowns happened and a bunch of other stuff went on. And I put 95% of the money I have, and I don't care about money, I care about victory, but I am out of money. I can pay in the rest of the money I have in my private bank account, and it wouldn't run this place for 2 weeks. So we're out of gas. That's a fact. And I should probably just not even do the show right now and just go deal with this. If listeners would simply go buy a bunch of products, and if we got $100,000 extra a week with the three trials I have coming up and the supply chain breakdowns and all of it, enough products going to come in the next 2 months that we know everybody wants, that we'll be in the black and I won't have to sit here and do this. And, you know, a big part of me has been doing this 28 years and wants it all to fall apart. But I'm not a quitter and I can't give up, because I'm not going to give up with a gun to my head. I'm not going to give up with the threat of lawsuits or criminal investigations or them indicting two of our crew members and trying to indict me with open grand juries all over the news. That doesn't even threaten me, even though I care about my crew. But the jacking with money and sponsors and financing when I don't care about it drives me insane. So I want to first thank the listeners for your support over the years and tell you, it's very, very simple. We've got the accounting and a business plan, because it's a business that funds this, that will have us secure in the middle of all this insanity well into next year if people will simply now just go to InfoWarsStore.com at the top banner where it says support InfoWars and make a one-time donation of $10, $50, $100, $20, $5, it doesn't matter. Because then we get 95% of that money. And, you know, the good news is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the highest quality turmeric, came in last week, and that really helped us start dig out of the hole. Because people know it's a great product, it's been out for 8 months, 7 months, you really wanted it. And then we had a product developed over the last few years that we finally got in that's the cleanest, and I mean the best healthy fat burner system. I've lost almost 40 pounds in 3 months. Now Diet Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com is in. This is a high-end, healthy diet pill that also makes you feel great. It's 40% off out of the gates. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com that's almost sold out, like X2, like Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 out there, the highest grade, so amazing for your whole body. And what's going on in this world, you really need these products. I want to thank you for all your past support. I want to encourage you now to understand that I am working 7 days a week to fight these bastards. I worked probably 14 hours yesterday, and I'm proud of that. I wish I had more energy. I wish I could fight harder. I know I'm right. I know it's all going down. I know what we do is totally critical going into this period of human development and expansion. And I know we're going to make it through these people, and I'm going to give every ounce of my energy, but I know my time is better spent in the arena politically fighting the New World Order and not literally spending 5 to 6 hours a day jacking with trying to fund this operation. It is torture, and I'm not complaining. I'm just simply saying I'm at the end of my rope, and I'm not playing around here, ladies and gentlemen.
that everybody just thinks we're here for 28 years and we write the talking points of the resistance, and everybody knows we're the biggest black sheep, everybody knows we're the main rebels, everybody knows we're the tip of the spear. All I'm telling you is I need to stay in this fight. You need to stay in the fight. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate. I need you to buy products right now. It's up to you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So you've got the Democrat Party, you've got the far left, Antifa, and everything else. They're the real terror groups. They're the real terrorists. And of course, you just had another example. U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin attacked on stage at New York campaign event. A radical lefty goes up onto the stage with a brass knuckle shank, is the best way I could describe it. It's a brass knuckle shank, and attempts to stab Lee Zeldin. Luckily, his security was able to get there before he ended up stabbing the guy. But it's yet another example. And of course, there's Kathy Hochul in dozens of tweets and ad campaigns saying he's a far-right extremist, he's an extremist, he's a threat, he's all this stuff. And then, oh, he gets attacked by another leftist terrorist. And then immediately released from jail. I've spent more time in jail than that individual who physically tried to stab a politician. What does that tell you about our system? As long as you attack a Republican, you're good to go. Kristen, what do you make of this? I mean, just the double standard application of justice in this country is absurd.
Well, there's no doubt that they're going after conservatives and anyone right of center, and they're using it to basically social engineer and ban any conversation about it. And if you get attacked, obviously it's a right-wing extremist because that fits the narrative. And never mind that somebody might be a leftist now. They're getting training in Ukraine. Antifa is training in Ukraine with the Ukrainian armies and fighting over there with neo-Nazis. And both of those organizations can come back here and commit crimes. Like, maybe, who knows? We're still trying to solve the Georgia Guidestones. Who knows what might happen as far as false flags go on the left? And not only that, they're going to use these extremist neo-Nazis that are going over to Ukraine to go fight along the Azov Battalion that might come back, that might commit crimes and accelerationism here in the United States against the conservative parties and kind of limit our sovereignty and freedom, because the end goal is destroying America's sovereignty and freedom because they want to engulf us in this globalized, fully automated luxury communism future of a new world order, which, as we can hear Joe Biden talking about the new world order and Ukrainians claiming they're fighting for the new world order. Well, why is it no longer a conspiracy if they are using the language and they're trying to say, well, the conspiracy doesn't exist? Well, they're talking about it openly now. The emperor has no clothes. So what we're going to see here, and my predictions are, that we're going to see some terror attacks, and they're going to be blamed on conservatives in order to take our liberties and freedoms, such as the Georgia Guidestones. We might not think it's a big deal, but that is the first attack I can see that made sense to me that somebody might do because they're against globalism, and they're going to want to censor anyone that is anti-globalist because the New World Order must procure and move forward.
Yeah, and of course, who knows if they'll catch the Georgia Guidestones guy. I mean, I guess you could say he obviously committed a criminal act. I mean, I don't know whose private property that the Georgia Guidestones actually is. I don't believe they call it public or government property. But, oh, you're the pipe bomber from January 6th? Oh, we have no idea who you are. Oh, you're the leaker of the Supreme Court Roe versus Wade decision that led to all the terrorism? Oh, we have no idea who you are. But, you know, getting back to the big story here with Antifa and Ukraine, how is it that this connection is made? How do Antifa punks end up in Ukraine training? They don't seem to belong there. They don't seem to have that type of makeup. I've seen these people.
Right. Well, what we have is these influencers that are on Twitter, like the Spencer Sunshines of the world, who are there saying that he wouldn't be surprised if there were terrorist attacks that are neo-Nazi-esque in America, are also posting pictures of their brethren of anti-fascists out there in Ukraine fighting alongside Azov Battalion. I'm not talking just one post. I'm talking multiple, dozens of posts you can find linking the anti-fascists to Ukraine and fighting alongside neo-Nazis. Now, if they're literally a government organization and they're getting funding by government organizations, we might want to ask how much of this might be in part a PSYOP and how many people are involved that are gullible and just willing to commit the crimes that they're finding and harvesting. Because as we know, our government is involved in a lot of nefarious things, not just overseas and abroad, but also has been here, like the Oklahoma City bombing and other Iran-Contra. And we can go on and on. Operation Mockingbird, Operation Northwoods. We can talk about this all day.
And of course, and so, this is all public information that they don't teach you in history class.
No. And what we're seeing here is my biggest concern is blowback. So they're over there. They're training. The bombshell information is that Bellingcamp is the Q, the main focuser with these advocates that are going after the January 6th people. We now know that Antifa literally created a website 7 days, at least 7 days when we acknowledged it prior, and had a hit list of people to film with links to record where they were located so they could send people out to record them. And many of those people ended up on the FBI list. The people that are responsible and going after a lot of these individuals, the sedition hunters, have ties to Bellingcamp, who gets their funding from American contractors and EU contractors. Essentially, it seems as though January 6th was a giant honeypot, and they used it to go after their political adversaries in a very Bolshevik communist way.
Oh, no doubt. Donald Trump actually, I think, put a post on Truth Social earlier this week essentially saying that exact same thing. And he says, hey, I requested 10,000 National Guard. I have the formal request. We have the documents. Pelosi and Bowser rejected it. What do you know? Two Democrats rejected security that day. And so aside from that showing knowledge that they are the ones that wanted there to be violence that day, that would be the Democrats. They're the ones that were planning violence that day. It also proves that it wasn't Trump. Trump was trying to girt his security forces in case it got out of control. It was the Democrats that stood down and then ignored Ray Epps.
Not only that, they knew ahead of time the pipe bomber is still at large, and the pipe bomber was the reason why they had to run and flee to safety. Let's not forget, Code Pink, BLM, they occupy Capitol Hill at will, it seems like, but you bring a bunch of conservatives there that want to occupy, well, they lock themselves in, barricade themselves. Why? Because the day before somebody dropped pipe bombs, they still haven't caught the individual, and you got AOC claiming, everything was an inside job on her Twitter herself. Like, it's so weird and bizarre. Up is down, left is right, and everything is backwards. But what we're really seeing is that the globalists are going after their adversaries ferociously, which means that we're making a difference. There's a very positive aspect to this, Owen, that we're actually we have the ability to overturn things in this world, but we have to believe in each other. We have to all work together to overcome this disinformation, the social engineering, including these organizations on the left that are getting funding and are being basically sanctioned by our intelligence operations to go after people that whatever administration is in office doesn't like. That's not the American way. Just because you don't like somebody who's in office, it doesn't give them the right to come after you, does it? Last I checked, we're in America and we can still accuse our politicians of crimes.
Well, you're in Democrat America now. And if you want to get to the bottom of January 6th, I mean, all you need to do is look at Pelosi and Bowser's message and emails records leading up, why they rejected security, and who is Ray Epps, and then maybe who is Q? They don't want to know who Q is all of a sudden. It's funny how they're ignoring that. Kristen Harris, thank you so much.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Banned.video. I know Alex doesn't like to talk about this a lot on air, but you know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm gonna do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez, how many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform, and I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones even being my friend or talking to me. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Banned.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone. I think it's pretty clear, Alex. I think we're seeing what we've been talking about, what you've been talking about for decades, is the fall of the Republic, this infiltration of globalism where they want to destroy any shape or form of nationalism for the American people. A few years ago, Alex, it was you. You were in the hot seat. You've been the trailblazer from the beginning. They decided to target you in InfoWars because that's what you represented. Nobody thought that they would go after Trump just as harshly. They did. They deplatformed a sitting United States president. They silenced and censored him immediately because he represented the whole populist movement. And what people need to understand, they're going to continue to do this. This is why they're going after Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's a continuation of the populist movement. And you take a look at that kangaroo court, it's literally a joke. They want to literally paint anybody that wears a shirt that says 1776 or July 4th or the 4th of July or anything that's pro-Americana or freedom, they are literally going to label you as a domestic terrorist in the United States of America. It's backwards, and this is what people need to understand, because I know a lot of people sit back and they watch what happens to you, Alex. They watch what happens to Joe Rogan, these big guys, and it's like, you know what? They're probably going to make it. They're going to be fine. But what's happening is, we are all Alex Jones. We are all Joe Rogan. We are all MTG. It doesn't matter what side you find yourself on. These people just want one thing. It's power. It's power and control of your mind and your life. And people need to just set aside their political differences and see that they're literally intentionally pinning us against each other. They want to spark a civil war so they have an excuse for complete, total government overreach to control every single one of us. And at this point, Alex, that is not a conspiracy theory. That is quickly becoming reality, and we're watching it unfold. It is in the process right now. It's being installed. So I hope we don't have to continue to go down this dark path where, I don't know, Alex, is Disney just going to start pushing out open child pornography? Is that when we're going to draw the line, Alex? That's not when we draw the line. We don't draw the line when they're openly creating child porn and pushing it out and shoving it down your mouth and saying, you must accept this. If you don't, you're a bigot. That's not when we draw the line, Alex. We draw the line now because they're opposing child grooming laws. People need to understand. They need to support people that get this stuff, especially InfoWars and Banned.video. We don't wait until InfoWars is gone to finally wake up and say, hey, they're at the tip of the spear. Maybe we should have supported them. Where can I donate now? Oh, I'm sorry. InfoWars is gone. You cannot go to a donate button anymore. We need to support patriots that get this and that are pushing back right now. And now is the time, Alex. We cannot wait.
Trying to shut down InfoWars is like trying to snuff Paul Revere.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
No, I'm not so convinced. Oh, a play on words. I didn't even mean to. I'm not so convinced. Well, apparently, Vince McMahon is retiring. He's announced his retirement. But would it not be so Vince McMahon to announce his retirement, then go out in front of the television cameras tonight and say he's never retiring? I don't know. I will say this, though. I actually had the opportunity to meet Vince McMahon, actually lifted weights with him at the YMCA in downtown St. Louis. Not even kidding. He lifted weights with the guy. He was a monster. I couldn't believe how much weight this guy could lift. He had to be like 69 or even 70 at the time. He easily outlifted me. And really nice, really cool. We'll see if he truly is retiring or not. But thought we'd give you that little anecdote, considering we like a little bit of the 90s WWE Attitude Era, Raw Era, Ruthless Aggression Era. We kind of tie that into the show here. So we know we got a lot of fans out there that like wrestling. But before we get into the rest of the news, ladies and gentlemen, man, oh man, it is quite an adventure to keep InfoWars on the air, let me tell you. And let me just explain something quickly that the media that attacks us doesn't seem to understand. I'm not surprised. They're not very bright. But they don't seem to understand because they say, hey, look, InfoWars has a supplement line and a supplement company that sells a lot of supplements. And look, they're making millions of dollars. We need to sue them and take all that money. And we need to tell people how bad Alex is because he's making a bunch of money. And it's funny because you'll find stories on both sides saying how rich Alex is. Remember that meme they had him, like the big money man, like the Monopoly man? And then the next day they'll publish a story saying, Alex Jones is broke. Ha ha ha. He's broke. He has no money. We defeated InfoWars. Okay, well, which is it? Is it? Well, the truth is it's neither. So they say, look, Alex sells supplements. He's got all this money. Yeah, supplement companies do really well. They have good margins because most supplement companies sell cheap supplements at a high price. And so they have good margins and they make big money. Well, we don't even have high margins. We have very thin margins because we try to sell the best quality supplements at the lowest price. So we already have thin margins. But see, here's where they don't complete the thinking process. Here's where they are swinging and missing every time. Yes, supplement companies make good money. That's because supplement companies are set up to make a profit. Our supplement company is made up to fund InfoWars. So yeah, the supplement company makes money. It all goes into this. It doesn't go into anything as profit. It comes back into the operation to pay the cost to operate and the crew. So yeah, supplement companies do well, and our supplements sell, but we take the profits not to make profit, but to fund the company. See, does that make sense? Yeah, because that's how it works here, and they just don't seem to get it. So they say, oh, look at how InfoWars supplements are selling, because they have to admit they're great supplements. They can't attack the actual supplements. They're actually high quality. So they say, look, Alex Jones is making all this money selling supplements. No, the money goes into the operation. You're missing the point. There's no free money around here. There's no big sponsors. There's no big endowments. They just think it's like, oh, there's so much money. No, but that's just a side story because I always see it in the news. Oh my gosh, look at all the money. No, that's what it costs to run the operation. That's what it costs to run the operation. And it's expensive. But we're happy to fund ourselves through supplements. It's a 360 win as long as we're able to operate. And if we were allowed to operate on the open marketplace, it'd be great. We'd still be on air and we'd be fine. We don't need to make a bunch of money. We just need to be on air. But one of the best ways to support us is with the toothpaste. Now, we've got three options, all getting five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the activated charcoal toothpaste. We've got the super coral whitening toothpaste. And we've got back in stock now. This was the most popular we ever made, but it's back. Super blue toothpaste back. Now, all fluoride-free. Each has its own little added characteristics, like the activated charcoal toothpaste has the charcoal, and it's the real peppermint. And then the super coral whitening toothpaste has the coral calcium inside of it with the fresh mint and xylitol and essential oils. and then the classic Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the iodine and the tea tree oil. You can get them all at InfoWarsStore.com in a combo pack right now, a combo pack. Try each one. See which one is your favorite. I promise you one of them is going to be your favorite toothpaste of all time. For me, it's between Super Coral and Super Blue, but now that Super Blue's back, I think it's going to be the Super Coral whitening toothpaste for me. 50% off, by the way, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You brush your teeth, so why not brush your teeth with the products from InfoWarsStore.com? All right, let's play some video clips here. Oh, my. All right, this is a classic from Kamala. I don't even want to go there, folks, but Kamala said it first. Here's Kamala talking about gun violence in clip five.
First of all, I'll say that I do believe in many ways we are a nation in mourning as a result of gun violence. Black people are 13% of America's population, and I think it's 62% of homicide victims to gun violence.
Okay. Do we want to expand on the anomaly of the 13%, or are we just going to stop there? Yeah. So, okay, 65% of victims of gun violence are black people. Yep, that's probably the right number. I don't know. She didn't cite her statistic, but it's probably the accurate number. And what percent of them are victims by other black people? She didn't want to talk about that. That 13%, huh? Boy, oh boy, I can't believe she went there. But she stopped there too, didn't she? They're always wanting to talk about race, though. They always want to bring race into it, don't they? They just love that. They love their race. You know what? And speaking of race, because you know what? This is just, I'm sorry. Let's watch clip 16. This is an old man inside a grocery store. He takes out his wallet, about to pay for something in the store, and a non-white supremacist decides that he's going to take his wallet when the guy doesn't let him. He beats him half to death. Look at this in clip 16. Go ahead.
I'm here at this convenience store, and the one guy's going to look back and see the other guy's got his face buried in his wallet and looking through all his money and stuff and just decide he wants his wallet. He's going to steal it from him. So he grabs it, and now our victim here is like, hey, man, you can't have my wallet. And when the guy's like, yeah, I'm taking your wallet, dude, he's going to step in between them. But you notice there that the guy keeps his hand down at his side, takes that first punch. First one he took pretty well, but the second one just knocks him, hits him right on the easy button, and he is out. And now this guy is just going to absolutely brutalize him. We see some knees in the face there, and now this guy's just absolutely out of it, and the guy's just beating him for spite at this point. He's just beating him for ego's sake.
Now you tell me there, those two that's ladies. Not a hate crime. You tell me, guys, play the end of that again. You tell me that that is not a hate crime. Now again, I'm not the one that wants to perpetuate hate crime laws, but you tell me that that is not a hate crime. That guy clearly is on there beating him, not because he didn't get the wallet. He already had the wallet. He's beating him because he hates him. Now, I'm frustrated with myself because I had another video, and I just, folks, I have so many damn videos. I just became overwhelmed today. But there was another video of a white girl getting beat up on the bus by a black girl. And, you know, she's saying the racial stuff. And it's just clearly a hate crime. See, oh, when you're a black person that hates a white person and you try to kill him, it's not a hate crime, only vice versa.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials: storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
You know, I was lucky enough to see a pre-screening of Alex's War, and I've been lucky enough to work with Alex for the last 8 years now. And I've got to say, it's just refreshing to see someone give Alex fair coverage. As somebody that knows Alex personally and has worked with Alex professionally for years now, constantly when I see the media cover him, it's not fair. Or really, it's completely negative and lies and attacks. So to see Alex's War, an actual fair depiction of who Alex is and what he stands for, was extremely refreshing just as a friend and fan of Alex Jones myself. And it's not even necessarily to say that this documentary is gung-ho, we love Alex, he's the best ever. It's fair coverage. You can think of him what you want after watching Alex's War, but I think the fair coverage will lend most people to thinking positively of Alex, especially when you compare it to what's been said about him in the media and all the attacks against him over the years. But so much backstage access was granted to Alex Jones when he's giving speeches, to Alex Jones when he's hosting the show. A lot of the co-hosts around here, like myself, are featured giving commentary on what it's been like to work for Alex. But you're also going to get to know Alex on a very personal level, because this documentary goes through his life. And that's why it's called Alex's War, because it takes the beginning of Alex Jones on a local station, a local public broadcasting station, to where he is now with a multimedia operation that reaches millions and millions every day, and, quite frankly, one of the most viral characters on the internet, perhaps even in the internet's history. So, a great telling of the story of Alex's War, and you can get your physical DVD copy at InfoWarsStore.com. That physical copy is going to be important because, as you know, everything Alex Jones and everything InfoWars gets banned on the internet. So get your physical copy of the DVD, Alex's War, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. Banned.video. .video.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Was imitating me. Actually, that's the order. That's the chronological order of those two clips. There is that Trump is actually the one mimicking me. I just want everybody to know that. Okay, being facetious. So, all right, we've got Joe Biden apparently sick with COVID, so they say. But let's recall. Remember, Joe Biden was coughing up a storm when he was in Israel speaking. Remember that? He couldn't speak because he kept coughing and he had to keep drinking water. Oh, did he have COVID? And they all knew it then? And then he shook a bunch of people's hands in Israel, and then he shook a bunch of people's hands in Saudi Arabia and was just with a bunch of large groups. Did they know he had COVID the entire time? Or are they lying about it? Are they lying about it now? Did they lie about it then? They knew he was sick. He knew he was sick. But he's fine, by the way. They're telling you he's fine. Oh, COVID's the worst thing ever. Oh, but Biden's fine. Quadruple vaxxed, but still got COVID. And so here's Biden, and let's go back-to-back Biden and then his CDC director, Walensky. So Biden has COVID again, despite four times vaccinated. Here's Biden and Walensky both telling you that you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID.
The various shots that people are getting now
cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. Who have gotten their first dose, 51 million who have gotten their second dose, and we can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data. And yet, on the other side, 3 million Americans.
There you go. Oh, you get the vaccine, you're not going to get sick. They lied. They lied. And they knew they were lying. And they lied about Biden having COVID as well. And he probably spread it to other people. But fine, okay. I'm not the one making a big deal out of it. I'm not mad that Joe Biden had COVID and still went to Israel or Saudi Arabia. I'm mad because they lied to us about COVID. I'm mad because they lied to us about the vaccines. And I'm mad because they knew they lied about it. And it's never been more obvious. But, oh, so COVID is so bad, lock everything down, contact trace. But what about for Biden? What about for him in contact tracing and locking down? What did Jean Pierre have to say about that in clip six?
Where exactly was the president infected? Where was he infected? I don't think we know. I certainly don't know if you have any thoughts on it.
Look, I don't think that matters, right? I think what matters is we prepared for this moment.
It doesn't matter now. Oh, contact tracing doesn't matter now. Where it came from, where it's going, it doesn't matter now. When it's you, it matters. When it's you they want to lock down, when it's you whose business they want to shut, when it's you who they want to go into the medical tyranny, then it matters. But when it's Biden, it doesn't matter. He was traveling around the world with COVID, giving COVID to world leaders. So what? So what? You know, don't be surprised, whether it's legitimate or not, if someone in the Israeli delegation or the Saudi Arabian delegation that met with Joe Biden doesn't say they have COVID now. Don't be surprised one bit if that happens. And to be quite honest, probably already has happened. They just might not make a big deal of it because they don't need an excuse to hide like Joe Biden does. But I could see the Saudi Arabian delegation saying, oh, one of us got COVID, just to kind of, you know, give America the old, you know, the old low elbow. Just give it a little, oh, what? Raf, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? It's like, one of us has COVID now. Take that, Joe. You want to come over here and beg for oil? You little bastard. Oh, yeah, you want to call me a pariah? You want to come beg me for oil as you corrupt the country? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little elbow, a little. It's like, oh, I got COVID now. Joe Biden gave me COVID. We've all got COVID. Oh, my gosh. Guys, I think Joe Biden spread COVID to me. Damn it, Joe. You bastard. I'm kidding. I'm not vaccinated. That's how I'm healthy. The irony. The irony. So let's look at this other health news. Now, they got to come up with all these different excuses as to why people are dying all of a sudden. Yeah, I did nothing. Oh, what? Saudi Arabian delegation just saying, I got COVID now. What? No elbow here. I just got some COVID. Joe Biden gave it to me. So they got to come up with all these excuses now why these people are dying, sudden adult death syndrome, they call it. And it's all these heart attacks, too. There's all the heart problems, the number one side effect of the vaccine. And so they're now saying this is the latest heart attack, the shower habit that could precipitate a heart attack in the healthy. You want to know what it is? Cold showers. They're now saying cold showers, especially when it's summertime. And because it's so hot now, it's even worse. Like, oh, don't take that cold shower. That's what's causing you to be unhealthy. That's what might cause the heart attack. Yes, there is a, I don't know. I don't even know what you would really call it. It's not really body chemistry. It's more like physiology, maybe. when you when you're either really hot, or let's say you're in a hot tub and then jump into a cold pool, I mean, you can feel, obviously, the temperature difference is exasperated in that situation. But there is a physiological, chemical response in your body to that that is not good. They've known that for years, folks. That's not what's causing heart attacks. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Wim Hof method. I've done it a couple times myself. I'm not a big fan of it because my whole takeaway from the Wim Hof method, which I understand, is that, I mean, essentially, you wake up every day and you give yourself a near-death experience. And then once you've completed that, like, you're peaking. Like, you're all your neurotransmitters are peaking, all your mind is peaking, your brain is peaking, your body is peaking. And I hear the crew behind me shout, scream. They're enraged that I even said that. But part of the Wim Hof method is you take a cold shower, right? I mean, you wake up, you hold your breath as long as you can, and you sit there in the cold water. Or you can jump into, if you got a body of water that you live on that's cold, you jump into the body of water. Now, I'm pretty sure that Wim Hof is still alive, right, guys? I mean, he's still alive. I'm pretty sure he's pretty healthy. And this guy takes cold showers every morning, and people do the ice baths. That's not even the point. I'm not trying to go off onto a health jag here. This is just another excuse for the vaccines causing heart attacks. They're saying it's your cold shower. It's a lie. And yeah, I'm right about the Wim Hof method, okay? The crew's all mad at me. I'm right. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. Because I got something else I was right about, but we'll cover that later. And so here's how the media is covering, though, Biden having COVID versus Trump having COVID. You can imagine this. The New York Times, when Trump got COVID, President Trump remained hospitalized with COVID on Sunday. His campaign officials continued to defend his flouting of public health guidelines and refused to acknowledge that it could have led to his infection and those of other Republicans. So Trump bad, Trump causing infections, Trump flouting the health orders and everything, and it's the worst thing ever. Now here's the New York Times with Biden. The president has tested positive for coronavirus. So what? If all goes well, this will be a non-story. And that's the story. Oh, Trump actually isolated himself to D.C. in the White House. Biden literally went to Saudi Arabia and Israel with COVID, and that's all good. And that's all good. By the way, we heard about Ivana Trump dying with the heart problem. Now, Ivana Trump's, I guess, boyfriend, somewhat of a boyfriend, Rossano Rubicondi dies at 94. And, you know, they're saying it was something else, and I'm sure it was. But the left is saying, oh, Trump is killing his family members. I'm not even kidding, folks. The left has gone so insane, they want Trump investigated for the wife of his 49. Sorry, I had a dyslexic moment there. It's been a long week here. So we move on. South Premier rugby player Justin Crawford suddenly dies. Sudden adult death syndrome. Dr. Birx admits that she and Fauci made up all the science on lockdowns and social distancing. Yeah, no kidding, we knew that. And the LA Public Health Director, Barbara Ferrer, who just said COVID is a high concern, we need masks, was spotted at the MLB All-Star game with no mask.
Films are so important. They're so powerful. And the fact that Alex's War, a documentary about the 28 years of InfoWars, is number two on the Apple Store right now. It's incredible on pre-sale. The DVD, the film hits theaters, all of it on the 29th. You can pre-order the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't make the film, but we are selling the DVD. Alex's War, exclusively for pre-sale on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps keep us on the air. Everybody needs Alex's War in their archive. It is a very powerful film, very cinematic, brought tears to my eyes. Alex's War, exclusively available, just went on sale hours ago at InfoWarsStore.com. Separately at InfoWarsStore.com, diet pills are the number one bestseller in supplements. We never put one out. For years, we researched the best ingredients, no natural compounds that, in a healthy way, speed up your metabolism and help your immune system. It does the same thing. Plus, it gives you a lot of energy naturally. Diet Force has the strongest concentrates of known patented compounds and natural compounds that just take your entire physiological system to the next level, particularly your immune system and, of course, at the same time, your metabolic system. You need to get Diet Force today to speed up your metabolism and more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's our newest product, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, or as I said, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air over the years. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for over 7 months. Highest level curcuminoids. The next strongest is 75%. Ours is 95%. The leading standard ones are 5%. Those incredible things for your joints, for inflammation, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.